Jay Garvin Show, Home and Mortgage Talk, Saturdays at 8 a.m., Sundays at 11, here on KRDO News Radio. Now, here's your host, Jay Garvin.
This segment is brought to you by Empire Title, Bill McAfee, your best of the best Colorado Springs gold winner.
We're a corporation and we need the demographic news. It's a product and we need a way to sell it. Where's the information on our consumer target market? Domination is the only way to profit.
Well, good morning, radio and podcast listeners. I am Jay, and you've tuned in or found the podcast on your platform to the Jay Garvin Show, Home and Mortgage Talk, and we are firmly planted into 2026 and the winter in the Pikes Peak region. I feel more like it's winter. The sun is out again, which is usual in Colorado, but we've had a good snowstorm under our belts of like 7 to 14 inches last Thursday and Friday of last week, not yesterday. But the snow is still melting with anything facing north in this region. But in the south face of your house, it's all grass again. So I want to tell you that the most exciting conversation that I have with you every year, and I have for the last 14, going on 15 years this month, in about 11, 10 days, depending on when you're listening, on the 28th of January of 2026, we are starting our 15th year here at the microphone. Matt, my radio producer, and KRDO, my host station. You can get a hold of this show on any of your podcast platforms, whether it's Google Play, whether it's iTunes, or anything else. I want to welcome you to the Home and Mortgage Talk Show, where the very first show I did in 2012 was Demographics in America. So without further ado, we've got a long cerebral conversation this hour. Today's conversation and show is titled The Millennial Moment, Demographics in America in 2026. So way back in 2012, I grabbed this microphone after listening to a popular economist by the name of Harry Dent, and I was introduced to Harry through the Worldwide Group and when I was building a platinum ship with Amway way back from 2001 all the way through 2010. Harry Dent is an economist that wrote books like The Great Boom Ahead in 1993. In 1998, his book The Roaring 2000s changed my life. It was actually a leader, Bill, out of Minnesota that introduced him to me, and then I saw him several times live. But then by 2003, he wrote Demographic Trends in Real Estate. 2010, The Great Depression Ahead, which is amazing because he was writing that book as 2008 was unfolding and finishing it while we were at the bottom of the Great Recession. And then, of course, 2015, the last book that I read, he's had several more, were The Demographic Cliff. And what I want to talk with you today is a summary of that and how it applies in 2026. Now, I come to you at the microphone as a licensed loan originator right here in Colorado Springs with Churchill Mortgage and have done so for 25 years of my life. I've been a licensed loan originator. I have about a half a dozen states that I'm licensed in from Utah through Tennessee down through Florida and others. But I'm here to talk to you from that perspective, a lender, a loan, a mortgage perspective, but also a real estate investor. Now, with that statement, a real estate investor, I need to pop my morning energy drink. Because real estate is a long conversation. It's why this is called the Home and Mortgage Talk Show, where I'm also a real estate investor. Long term, I like to refer to myself as a buy and hold investor. Many of you listening for a long time know that I buy and hold, and I've got 6 properties here in Colorado and a couple in Tennessee. But with Churchill Mortgage, we also partner with Dave Ramsey, and I personally subscribe to the approach of home ownership with the catchphrase debt-free home ownership. It is a joy to own a home, and still today, 65% of Americans own a home, 35% do not. More than 90% of people want to own homes, but we'll get into that at today, where usually a majority of the time that people aren't homeowners is because they have some type of financial or credit hurdle. And I get people qualified with mortgages every day, have done it thousands of times, and it's not as difficult as you think. You just have to look at your credit, your capacity to earn, and your collateral or down payment in the purchase of that house. But the whole concept here, and what I'm going to cover today, is first an overview of what demographics in America is. Number two, I'm going to talk about what exactly it means now that the millennial buyers and some of the Gen Z have transitioned into the market. Talk about the pandemic, inflation, and other major effects that we've had on home purchases and how you can act now to take advantage. And the biggest takeaways of today's show, if you only have a minute or two, are these four things. Number one, a shift will actually begin in 2026. Inviting more first-time home buyers into the market because we literally are at a 40-year low for new home buyers entering the market, which is not a coincidence that it's the exact same 40-year time period since we've last seen the incredible bide inflation that we did from 2021 through 2023. Number two is important is we want to avoid the Mondami effect. See, you've got Gen Z and the millennials that are sick and tired of being sick and tired with inflation. And if we don't address this issue, our younger generation will naively continue to shift left and look to the progressives, the socialists, and even the communists like Mondami to fix their problem. It's misguided, but it is a reality. And number three is that your home purchase with any generation may be delayed, but it won't be denied. We've always in this country had somewhere between 40% and 65% of the population owning properties. Well before mortgages, United States started out with 40%, almost half of all the people owning their own homes. The only difference is if you lived in the Western range, you cut down trees and built your house or your log cabin or your shack or whatever it is. Right now, you mostly have to purchase it unless you go through the grueling task of building your own home, which is another subject for another show. And then number four is how you can help a radio listener. We're an older demographic listening here, 35 to 85. So many of you, I just connected with more of you today. I won't go through, but I'm talking to more than 5 to 10 of you a week. So please call me at 719-330-1457 and I can help you help yourself and also your adult children, your neighbors, your friends, Carol, Denise, Jane, Kevin, Rick. The list goes on. I've got 30 names just that I've talked to this last month that I can review. But I want to share with you how you can help through gifts and assistance, because that's the largest thing helping the new home buyers right now is gifts from parents, grandparents, and even some of the first-time home buyer programs. So don't go anywhere. I am going to run through the general foundational understanding of generational demographics. Then I'm going to talk about how different generations purchase by actual statistics, both from the past and current day going into this year. And I have fresh statistics right here. So don't go anywhere. We're going to continue the conversation about the millennial moment, demographics in America 2026. Call me during the break at 719-330-1457. I am a licensed loan originator, 719-330-1457. Search ChurchillColorado.com or just go on and search and find my number, 719-330-1457. I can help you with your next purchase or refinance transaction. Back after these important messages from our show sponsors.
And that's another thing I love is when anybody gears their advertising to like a younger demographic and they try to skew stuff, you know, and hip it up and sell it to the younger folks, you know. And then they attribute these qualities that don't, you know, to products that don't merit them, you know, like eggs or something. And they have this new campaign, you know, Henderson Valley Eggs! You're gonna love our eggs! Yeah. This ain't your daddy's egg.
Time to get up that great big hill of hope for a destination.
Jay Garvin Show, Home and Mortgage Talk, Saturdays at 8 a.m., Sundays at 11, here on KRDO News Radio. We're back with your Home and Mortgage Jedi, Jay Garvin,
This segment brought to you by Texas Roadhouse. Legendary food, legendary service. Located on 8th Street next to Walmart.
Hey, where's the beef? In our damn.
Well, thanks for sticking with me. I am Jay Garvin's. You've tuned into the Jay Garvin Show. If you've listened to me before, welcome back. If not, my name is Jay and I'm your friend. You can get a hold of me directly at 719-330-1457. Every week of every month of every year since 2012, I have been here on Saturdays with my time and my dime. That's why partners like Empire Title, Co-Create, Springs Body Sculpting, Pella Windows, Farmers Insurance with Rick Gillett, Texas Roadhouse, Jersey Mike's. These are all important people. And today I'm doing an overview and then a deep dive in demographics in America, the millennial moment in 2026. And here is some of the history. It's very, very simple. Demographics in America is just a term that defines generational consumption. And the fact of the matter is through our last five generations, from the Great Generation, the Silent Generation, the Baby Boomers, Gen X, the Millennials, and now adding a sixth generation, a Gen Z, we have an alternating large generation, small generation, large generation, small generation. The greatest generation, as Tom Brokaw wrote a book about, is a large generation, and they fought World War I, World War II, and sustained us through the Depression. You have the Silent Generation from 1925 to 1945, which is a smaller generation for obvious reasons. This is when my parents were born, between 1925 and 1945. And this is the last and larger sustainable senior generation in our existence. Then you have the largest generation that the entire world, everybody who participated in World War II, has ever seen, and that's the baby boomers from 1946 to 1964. See, the silent generation was a generation of about 60 million, but you had over 74 to 78 million baby boomers come into United States and the world, and then you had my generation, Gen X, from 1965 to 1980. It was the smallest generation and the only generation in 13 generations in United States to be smaller than the previous generation. This was true for several reasons. Feminism, where women worked in factories during the war and they didn't want to go back to being stay-at-home moms. You had contraception, and then, of course, you had Wade versus Roe in 1970. There basically was 20 to 30 million babies never born. But the babies of the baby boomers, millennials, are the newest, largest generation born from 1980 to about 1998. And then you have Gen Z, my children, born between 2000 and about 2018, and now you've got, Gen Alpha, who is younger than them. So we've got the sixth and seventh generation on the horizon. But the bottom line is that when you have 10 cars at a dealership for cars, if you have five people walk onto the lot in a smaller generation consuming time period, you're going to have everybody get the car they want at a good price. Everybody's going to be happy except the dealer, the new car, used car dealer, because they've still got 5 out of 10 cars on the lot. The opposite with consumption and supply and demand applies as well. If you've got 10 cars on your sales lot and 20 people walk on to buy a car, the dealership is going to be extremely happy, but you're going to have 10 people that get a car, probably more expensive than they want to pay. 10 people are going to go away disappointed because they can't get a car at all, and the dealers are going to make a lot of money. But high demand equals high dollar, low demand equals more affordable. So this continued through the Gen Z, which is a smaller generation. Those are by majority the children of my wife and I and everybody else born from 1965 to 1980. And now you have Gen Alpha coming on the scene that are individuals that are basically 15 years and younger. But what I want to talk about today specifically, that's an overview of demographics in America. And if you can understand when there's a low demand of homes, when the baby boomers are retiring, like in 2006, right before the Great Recession, I sold all my houses because I knew as soon as the baby boomers sold their house, there wasn't going to be enough Gen Xers to buy them. Multiply that by really poor loan programs during the Bush administration, George W., where you've got liar loans, Nina loans, no income, no asset, getting everybody to be a homeowner, trying to click that homeownership level percentage from 65% to 68% ownership in America, which is a noble goal because if you are a homeowner, it's a reality that you're more responsible. It's a well-thought-out process, and it is the largest wealth-building activity in the middle class. See, because it's more difficult to build a business. It's more difficult to get your funds, especially during inflationary time periods, into the market, into investments. But there's about 65% of Americans into the traditional stock market, and there's about 65% of Americans into traditional primary home ownership. Now, a whole separate radio show is the Three Little Houses, where there's less than 3% of all Americans that purchase homes for investment income. That's called residual income, which is also part of another radio show and podcast conversation, which is the eight forms of income, which are earned income all the way through residual income. And residual income with home ownership through investment property ownership is one of the last ways for the middle class to truly build wealth. First buy a house, then buy three more, the three little houses, in order to get $2,000 a month in rent, $6,000 a month for those three houses, $72,000 a year, or $720,000 of residual income in your retirement years from 65 to 75 on top of your Social Security and traditional investments. But looking specifically at the millennial moment here today, here are some stark statistics about where we lie with home ownership and affordability today. These are reviews because most of you know the common sense principles that I'm about to share with you. Right now, home ownership and home buyers are generally older. It's always been about 30 to 31 years old for home ownership, and that was true through multiple generations. And if you look at it, as I'm looking at my stats in 2023, folks, this is why I pulled out the notes from Demographics in America in 2023, June 24th, I did that show, and the average age for the first-time homeowner purchase was 34 to 36 years old, giving very, very general terms. Well, before that, you had individuals back in 2012 where the median age was 31. But then you had that rise all the way up for 31, 32, 33, 34 during the Great Recession, settled out at about 33 to 34%. The highest, some say 36, but you get my point. But by December of 2025, first-time homebuyers, which just startles me, hit a median age of 41 years old. Now, that median age of buying your first house at 41 years old has absolutely devastated the center of the millennials. And there's a reason for that, but mostly that's because the amount of people acting as first-time home buyers in 2025 hit a historic low, like I said, a 40-year low of around 21 to 24% of all the buyers are first-time home buyers compared to like 33% or a third. It went from a third of the people were always first-time home buyers. Now it's down to less than a fourth. Now, within this, there's still some bright spots and some clues to millennials and Gen Z. Married couples dominate first-time home buyers. The number one single event that triggers a first-time home purchase is the pregnancy of a wife, because I'm going to deal in men and women here. Women have babies, men don't.
Don't!
The number one event that triggers a home purchase is a pregnancy or the birth of a baby. But we do have something else that has spiked to a positive degree over the last 5 years, is now single women within the millennials and Gen Z dominate a 5% higher proportion of all the first-time home buyers, and the largest group today of the 100% of homes that are purchased is actually the baby boomers at 42%, and that's because the majority of the purchases now have a large down payment or cash, and the baby boomers are selling their houses and downsizing and really putting a demonstrative amount of payment down or buying their downsized home for cash. The next highest demographic group purchasing right now is millennials, because their numbers are millions of people more than Gen Xers. My generation holds about one-fourth or about 24, 25% of all purchases, and then you have a small percent of Gen Z that are coming in to to the market at a higher pace than millennials. And then, of course, you have 1% or 2% with the last significant generation, the silent generation that's selling, passing away, and settling their estate. But it's important to mention that first-time buyers are at a historic of only 21 to 24%. And it's our responsibility, if you're 50 years or older, it's our responsibilities to passionately share with them the importance of home ownership to millennials and Gen Zs, individuals that are 20 years old, all the way up to the oldest. If the oldest millennial was born in 1980, that means they are 46 years old. Anybody 46 years or older, we really need to teach them the importance of wealth building, stability, responsibility, and raising a family, and the importance of including a purchase of a home with that. So married couples dominate. We have an increase of single females that are doing it. So let's rally the single males to mature at a higher pace and get them into home ownership. And we all can work together to promote the American dream, which does include a house, sometimes with or without a picket fence. And in Colorado Springs, that dream and that goal is still very, very achievable. So don't go anywhere. I'm going to continue with the details after my return. You're listening to The Jay Garvin Show, and I want you to call me at 719-330-1457 so I can help you with your next purchase or refinance consultation, especially as rates are improving down into the 5% range, right here on The Jay Garvin Show. Don't go anywhere.
Change will come. Change is here. Love fades out, then love appears.
The Jay Garvin Show, Home and Mortgage Talk. Saturdays at 8 a.m., Sundays at 11, here on KRDO News Radio. We're back. Now, here's Jay Garvin's.
Housekeeping?
Oh, I'm coming home.
Housekeeping.
Jay Garvin's here. Thank you so much for joining me for just a couple minutes or the entire show about home and mortgage. And today where we're having a conversation about the millennial moment, demographics in America 2026. And as I stated in earlier segments, you can get a hold of me at 719-330-1457. As a licensed loan originator, I would love to help you with your next purchase or refinance transaction. More than half, 50% of the phone conversations I receive from you are from your adult children or grandchildren, your neighbors, your relatives. 85% of us listening right now, even in, to include me talking, 85% of us are already homeowners. So we have to help the next generation because this is what sits in front of us right now. And this comes out of Washington by Realtor.com. The quote right here from an article, one of 10 that I read, the share of first-time home buyers has dropped to a record low of 21% of the buyers. Some studies say 24%. None of them quote what it was just 5 years ago at over 33%. We've went from one-third of all the home buyers being first-time home buyers down to less than a quarter. And we need to draw a line in the sand. And I truly believe 2026 is going to be the year where home ownership comes back in vogue through the reduction of inflation, the increase of the wage, and the deregulation of the real estate and many other different sectors of the economy. While the typical first-time home buyer has been between 30 and 36 years old, it has surpassed for the very first time in over 40 years where the median age of a first-time home buyer is 40 years old. And that's direct quote according to the National Association of Realtors in a 2020 profile of over 1,700 people in the survey. Now, this historical low for the share of first-time home buyers underscores a real-world consequence of a housing market that's starved of an affordable inventory. We have all benefited in Colorado, like I have, where the median house was $118,000 back in 1996, and now it's between $460,000 and $480,000. There's like multiple factors for that here in the Pike Peak region. The most important is that with inflation, home prices increase, but home prices have not increased at the same level as incomes. This is why I support the current administration's attempt to get manufacturing, oil production, cars, microchips, everything in between back in production in the United States. Because back in the 50s, a steel mill worker in Pueblo used to make as much as a college-educated engineer in Wisconsin. They both were making like 18 grand a year. That's no longer the case. Blue-collar, high-paying jobs in energy and manufacturing have disappeared. It's not what the show is about, but those have to return. And the share of the first-time home buyers in the market has contracted by 30 to 50%, from 40% or 35% down to 21 and 20%. This is huge. It started in the Great Recession, and it affected the millennial generation the most. And we're in a show talking about the millennial moment, so I'm going to talk to you about the millennial effect. This is hard facts. I help hundreds of people a year originate a loan, and right now there are more Gen Z, people in their early 20s, than in their early 30s and 40s buying a house, and this is why. Millennials were young kids in 2008. They literally were 8 years old to 28 years old in 2008, and they saw firsthand the suffrage of their parents as houses went into foreclosure, people made bad loan decisions, and their parents were a victim to the first great recession that happened solely because of real estate since the big crash of 1929. So they saw the tears, they felt the emotional pain, and that affected them. To make that effect worse, when things did get better between 2018 and 2022, they were now first-time home buyers themselves and were afforded the great luxury and the first event in the history of United States financing because of the onslaught of COVID, but prior to that, through the incredible production and availability of houses, literally a 2.5% to 3.5% interest rate. So they had 20 to 30% of more buying power. As soon as that disappeared dramatically during the fumbles of J.J.J. Powell. Remember how inflation was transitory until it wasn't? Remember Bidenflation? These are just facts. Where we had 9-10% inflation during 22 and 23, that the virtual affordability was ripped away from all Americans. I was just as surprised as everybody else. I had not seen inflation like that since I was a little kid sitting around a table drinking Tang at 8 years old watching my parents cuss over what Jimmy Carter was doing with inflation. I heard my dad say more than once, by gosh darn it, Lorna, Jimmy Carter can raise my taxes to the moon, but he can't make me spend. And my dad sat on money, and guess what my wife and I are doing right now? We're sitting on money. We're looking for houses in Colorado Springs. Sellers are still too naive. They won't come off their high prices. Those prices are gone. We've almost bought several properties. I have more than 10 people shopping for houses right now. If you're not shopping for a house right now, or you don't have an adult child that's in his 20s or 30s or her 20s or 30s and is not shopping for a house, you simply don't understand demographics in America as it's combined with economic upturns, downturns, and the time of the calendar year. Right now, you can get a single-family home in this city for the high 200s to the low 300,000. The median house is 460, as Bill McAfee and I will share next week through an entire summary of 2025 real estate economic update. But we're seeing buyers make significant equity or down payment increases during this time, and that's the difference maker. Gen X, like me, baby boomers can afford that. Millennials and Gen Z, the younger generations between 22 and 42 years old, cannot afford that. And at the same time, if you're a silent generation born before 1945, if you're listening to this radio show and you're born before 1945, and you have more than $1 million in assets, and you're not helping the next generation through a gift a grant or a loan, buy a house, then I want to encourage you to call me at 719-330-1457, because you cannot take all your money with you, and your loved ones will not spend it as responsibly after you have passed away and give it to them as an inheritance as you will spend it right now with gifts. And there's, in my mind, only three things to give a younger generation a gift for. Number one is a house. Hands down, it's the easiest thing. They have to live and they have to rent. They have to be in a house. Just help them buy it, number one. Number two, education. We just paid for our kids' generation through our savings. And number three is the start of a business. I think of Michael Dell when his grandmother helped him in her garage with a line of equity start Dell Computers. There is 1,000 examples more of that, how you can share your wealth and make a difference before you throw it to the next generation after you have passed away. So I'm going to wrap this up in the power segment after I am back after these important messages to go over what you can do to participate and how we can help get a jolt from this millennial moment and the Gen Z generation right behind them. You're listening to The Jay Garvin Show.
Well, my heart can go where my heart does belong. I'm going.
Jay Garvin's Show, Home and Mortgage Talk, Saturdays at 8 a.m., Sundays at 11, here on KRDO News Radio. We're back with your home and mortgage best friend, Jay Garvin.
We want to pump you up.
Well, thanks for sticking with me. I am Jay. I am wrapping up in the power segment to the chagrin of my radio producer, Matt, who thinks I should call it something other than the power segment. It is the power segment, and I am summarizing the millennial moment, demographics in America 2026, what you and I can do to help the millennials, individuals born between 1980 and 1997. That means that we're talking about individuals that are like 46 years old all the way down to like 27 years old. And we have Gen Z that's like 15 to 26, 27 years old that are actually the largest growing segment of the first-time home buyers. Because if you listen to the radio show, there's been 40 to 65% of all Americans since 1776 and before that have been homeowners. I mean, by God, Benjamin Franklin did a lot of things, but he was a homeowner. He owned a lot of row housing in Boston and Philadelphia, and 40% of Americans since the inception of our country, as we're celebrating America 250, for 250 years, 40% or more of Americans have owned homes. It's now up to 65%. It surged up to like 68, 69% when we eased the mortgage conditions, but we know how that turned out in the Great Recession. With all of the no income, no asset, liar loans. I mean, your qualification back in 2005 and 6 was to blow into a mirror, and if you created fog, you got a house. You didn't have to have good credit. You didn't have to have a big down payment. You didn't have to have income qualification. If you had one out of three of those, you were good to go. Now, after Dodd-Frank in 2008, you have to have three legs on your stool to buy a house, period. You have to have a credit rating, or like we would say at Churchill Mortgage and Ramsey Solutions, alternative credit. You don't need a credit score. You just need three positive lines of credit. If your credit is bad and you say you don't have credit, that doesn't help you. But then you also have to have collateral or a down payment, or be eligible like a VA loan or a veteran to have the collateral be your service in the military and get a VA loan, which is the last loan in America where you can put 0% down, go overseas, serve your country, and you can get access to that, and then capacity to earn. Well, inflation has just imploded this formula. Values have skyrocketed up, and incomes and your capacity to earn has went down. And if you look at the share of home buyers by generation, the largest generation that is still buying houses, and 90% of this is downsizing, is the baby boomers. 41% of all real estate transactions are conducted by baby boomers who are 60 to 79 years old. The second and the most dramatically affected age group demographic in buying homes is the millennials that are 30 years old to basically 44, and their first time home buyer experience has shifted from 33 to 34 years old all the way up to 40 and 41 years old, which is 100% incorporated into that generation. But they still compose 29% of all purchases. That should be 35 to 40% of all purchases. Then you have my generation, the Gen Xers. See, we're pretty comfortable. We're not downsizing yet. We're not first-time home buyers. Some of us are moving up, and that's been delayed. Not many of us are moving or downsizing, but we incorporate about 1 out of 4 or 24%. The last 2% is the most important I'm going to talk about. Gen Z, who are my children that are anywhere from 16 to 29 years old, are the fastest-growing demographic age group coming into first-time homeownership. Right now, I am helping more 20-year-olds buy a house than 30-year-olds, and that's because that millennial effect. Millennials were old enough to see their parents suffer in the Great Recession, which is brought about and started by a mortgage and a real estate bust. See, we had a recession in 2000 as well, but that was the dot-com going to a dot-bomb. We had a recession as well in 1991, but that was a savings and loan scandal and stock market. See, the last time before 2008 that we had a recession caused in large part by real estate was the Great Crash of 29. It was huge with real estate where houses were foreclosed on without delay, but also there was a crash in the stock market, and that's why it was a Great Depression and not a Great Recession. But helping individuals in their 20s get excited and get a plan to buy a house is far less of a tenuous task than millennials, because millennials felt the pain of their parents in 2008. It really held them from becoming owners themselves. And then when they did become homeowners between 2018 and 2022, they became accustomed and entitled to 2 and 3 and 4% interest rates. Now, the last comment I'm going to make in this segment is all of you listening, where you're an older boomer or a silent generation. If you're 78, 79, or plus 80 years old, born before 1945, I want you to sit down and contemplate whether you'd like to give gifts in your presence or whether you would like to give gifts as presents after you pass. Because you are the largest giving generation right now. The younger generations are struggling. If you're one in that age category that you're struggling, like Marshall or Karen or Kay or Tammy or Doug or Linda or Ken, you call me as well at 719-330-1457, and I can help you budget and make up the difference, at least in a free consultation to you. But those of you who have an estate, I want you to call me at 719-330-1457. Think of an adult child or a adult grandchild that you can formulate a plan to make the largest move in their life, and that's to become a homeowner. If you can become a homeowner in your 20s or early 30s, it's game-changing. I became a homeowner at 28 years old, which was before the average, but I've just helped someone do it when they were 42. So if you have that ability, give me a call at 719-330-1457, because you can help in this millennial moment. Demographics in 2026, that's a wrap. I say to the rest of you, go, grow, and prosper. Tell someone close to you that you love them, because that's what matters the most, more than the home, definitely more than the mortgage, and more than any possession that you would have, is your loved ones. And if you've not found your passion, calling, or purpose in life, pray to God that He would deliver it right now, because that's what I found with you, the radio listener, passionately someone I would serve the rest of the days of my life. So call me at 719-330-1457. You've been listening to The Jay Garvin Show.
I've got a song, I ain't got no melody. I'm gonna sing it to my friends.
KRDO News Radio does not confirm or deny the validity or accuracy of the information contained in this program, and the views expressed do not necessarily represent the views or opinions of the staff or management of KRDO News Radio.